Lernetta Poff joining us on behalf of the Salvation Army. Good to see you in the studio, Major Poff.
Thanks. Good for having me. Thank you very much.
Very much appreciate the time and obviously all the great work that the Salvation Army does. We were just talking off the air. When folks think of Salvation Army, they think of the red kettles, and understandably so. But that's just the visible portion of what the Salvation Army does in our community and throughout our great nation.
Right. That's the visible image of the Salvation Army at Christmas time for about 6 to 8 weeks. You mm-hmm. see us out there with our red kettle and the bell ringing. But that's just a small token mm-hmm. because we are in the community the rest of the year, 52 weeks of the year as well. And we're always trying to do good for our community and serve mm-hmm. our community in the best way possible.
Absolutely. So I don't know if folks, do folks see the red kettles first when they think of Salvation Army, or do they hear the bells first when they think of Salvation
oh,
Army?
Oh, that's like who, chicken or the egg.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. So, Major Poff, how long have you and Major Harold been assigned to the North Platte community?
This will be our fourth Christmas, so about three and a half years.
Awesome. And obviously, you must like it a little bit.
Oh, I love North Platte.
Good. And what an exciting time to be here as well.
Right, for sure. We see a lot of growth and a lot of new things happening.
It's cool. Exciting.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Salvation Army. Like we were discussing, you know, the red kettles are coming up. We'll talk about that more coming up in a few moments and the bell ringing. But tell us about some of the other things that the Salvation Army does throughout the remainder of the year, please.
Sure. Probably one of the best things we're known for is our providing food to our community.
Mm-hmm. The outreach.
The outreach, that's right. We have a produce giveaway on Mondays at 11, and it's a drive-through, and people basically drive through around the block of our building, and we have volunteers. It's fully manned by volunteers that load their cars, their vehicles, with food that's pretty much comes from the distribution center of Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
They donate it to us, and it's in a partnership with the Heartland Food Bank.
Mm.
And this is the third consecutive year that we've given away over 1 million pounds of food just through that produce giveaway. The cost of diesel is killing us right now because we use a refrigerator semi to keep all that stuff cold
mm-hmm.
from Friday to Monday when we give it away. So, you know, put a little extra change in those red kettles to help us with that program and
Absolutely.
Help us feed people. And then we have the food pantry, which is a different program that mm-hmm. Residents of Lincoln County are eligible to receive food from us every 90 days through that program.
Okay.
And they leave our building with a shopping cart full
wow.
of food, shelf-stable, frozen food, meat, whatever we have, we give it.
Mm-hmm.
We're firm believers in if God has given it to us through donations and blessings, then we give it out to our community
Amen.
To bless our community.
And I think one misconception that goes into place with that is we know about the situation that we have going on throughout our world and our nation with hunger, but I think there's this misconception sometimes in everybody's home, but this applies to Lincoln County as well, that, oh, that's going on, but it's not going on here. Unfortunately, we do have a situation here, and that is a need.
Unfortunately, we do, and those numbers are rising.
Sure.
It's just we see a lot of people come through our food pantry receiving food
mm-hmm.
that have never been there before, and now they're needing it just to stretch their dollars so that they can pay their rent and their lights,
mm-hmm.
but they might not have the extra money for the food. They might not qualify for food stamps.
And parents are going hungry, too.
Yes.
I mean, it's about keeping the children fed, understandably so, and parents are going hungry at this time.
Yes, yes.
And sometimes, unfortunately, even the kids, too.
Right, right. And that just rolls me into the next great thing that we have, the next great program that we have at the Salvation Army is mm-hmm. our after-school program and our summer day camp. Every day that school's in session, and Monday through Friday during the summer, we have kids in our building.
Mm-hmm.
We have 65 children registered for our after-school program, where we feed them a snack and supper,
mm-hmm.
Again, to help sustain that food situation with families. We are focusing on team building with our children this year. That's our focus. And we pick up from 7 elementary schools. So, and this is a free program, mm-hmm. totally free program. All the parents have to do is sign the kids up. And we go to the school in the afternoon and pick them up and bring them into our building.
Oh, wow.
I have a very loving after-school staff that take care of those kids and mentor them and help teach them life skills, and they're learning cooking this month.
Oh, wow.
They're learning cooking this
month. I might have to stop by so I can learn a little bit more.
So they have fun. They have fun, and they know they're loved and safe at the Salvation Army.
That's the most important part about it. Now, Major Poff, there's a lot of great nonprofits throughout our nation and in our community as well. So folks out there listening, they're thinking about volunteering with the Salvation Army or donating time, talent, or treasure. What would you say to them to encourage them to choose the Salvation Army?
We have a lot of different volunteer activities and positions, and there's always a need for those volunteers. There's always a need for the donation, the monetary donation. And we can pretty much work around your schedule.
Yeah, and the thing I love, too, most about the Salvation Army is, let's be honest, we're all feeling a little bit of this inflation. Our belts are all pretty tight. But I think folks don't often realize when it comes to tithing, when it comes to making donations, it can be time, talent, treasure. If you can't, you know, give that financial donation you have in years past, it's a good time to think about donating a little bit of your time.
And that brings me into the next thing. How about that? We are looking for volunteers to ring that bell at Christmas time.
Sure.
They can take a two-hour shift. It can be a family that stands out there, so it's a great way to teach your children to start giving back to your community. And they can do that all online. All they have to do is go to registertoring.com. So that's registertoring.com.
I've talked with Major Harold in years past about the bell ringing, and when folks sign up, it's sometimes that Baumgar spot is the most coveted spot. It's an indoor spot, and I did some bell ringing in high school, and that was the spot that the upperclassmen would always get, was the Shopko, now the Baumgar spot, because it's indoors. It makes a big difference.
It makes a huge difference, and that spot fills up pretty durgon quick.
And understandably so. I get why.
Yeah.
But
that's,
you know, it's a great opportunity for some folks that are maybe a little bit concerned about being out in the elements to do that. You could bring a chair with you. You can have a stool. You're not going to stand the full 2 hours or whatever. And the idea that you brought up about having families involved, too, you could have, you know, mom at one end of Walmart or Hobby Lobby and dad and a kid on the other end,
yep,
or make it an activity with family friends as well. I mean, you could get all sorts of creative.
You can get very creative. I've even seen where employers will let their employees go for a two-hour shift. So,
there's some competitiveness that can be in that too. Who's going to raise more?
Yeah, we've approached the police department and the fire department to see if they would take on the challenge ringing against each other.
Major
this
Poff,
year.
You know what you're getting yourself into with that, right? I mean, that's... You're playing a risk there with
I know, that's some challenge, isn't
those
it?
Wild crews.
That's right, that's right. But hey, they did it 1 year for us, and they had a great time. So.
Oh yeah, yeah, there's some fun camaraderie with that.
And we could even go as far as to, you know, put football team against football team.
Yeah,
Or volleyball
football
team
and
against volleyball
teams.
All those things.
Yeah.
Be creative and think about it and reach out to us.
That's awesome.
And if they're not comfortable going online and doing the registration and hitting a slot online, they can call our office at 532-2038, and we can go online for them, or we can set them up with a schedule.
And I want to add as well, we've learned in recent years there's more ways than ever before to donate with the Red Kettle. Sometimes you might see them, I know at Hobby Lobby, they'll have a little register and a kettle there next to the register you could put money in, and there's often information on how to donate virtually with a card or online as well.
We will have several of those counter kettles out and about in some of the businesses that don't want a large kettle in front of their establishment. So once we get those listed, we're going to put those on our Facebook page.
Oh, cool.
So you can go to the Salvation Army North Platte Facebook page and see where those locations are. But you can also donate online, and that is redkettlenorthplatte.org. So that's REDKETTLE NORTHPLATTE.org.
Major Poff, encourage folks to obviously, when they see those red kettles, make their donation. Every bit counts. And remember to sign up too to do some bell ringing and help out with that aspect as well.
Yeah, that'd be great.
If folks want to learn more about the Salvation Army and some of the outreach or maybe volunteer outside of this cold holiday season, how can they learn more locally?
Well, they can call our office at 532-2038 and ask to speak with Major Lynetta or Amy. And they can go to our Facebook page, Salvation Army North Platte.
Anything else you'd like to add this morning, Major?
No, I think that's good.
Very much appreciate the time and the great work you do for our community.
Thank you. Thanks a lot for having me today. I appreciate that.